Now, the rains, of course, last week, some of them quite substantial. They've unfortunately not led to any great runoff or recharge in our dam system across the state. Many dams in the north, like Keepit, for example, are at historical lows. Even the big irrigation dams like Burrendong and even the mighty Hume are at or below around about that 20% mark. Well, the New South Wales spokesman Tony Webber says the positive point to take away is that some catchments are wet, ready for the next rain event, and some rivers are now flowing.
Well, we have, Michael. We have seen some runoff in some areas. Very, very welcome rain, quite heavy in the upper Hunter and parts of northern inland New South Wales. So your Canamble, Coonabarabran region, very heavy falls in spots, quite localised, but of the order of 100 millimetres, which is very welcome, especially for some of the long-suffering landholders. Best results were probably in the Namoi Valley, which has been the focal point for the drought in New South Wales, along with the Far West. You might recall Keepit Dam has all but run dry, and certainly the Namoi River has not flowed with any consistency for a very long time. What we saw there was some rain sufficient to cause runoff, tributary inflows into that river that had actually started to flow. And those flows are likely to make their way at least to Wee Waa and beyond. They won't get to Walgett, unfortunately. But what they provide is much-needed relief for landholders that have really gone without water in that region for quite some time. So that was probably the highlight. Also saw some good falls in the lower Macquarie, sort of beyond Macquarie Marshes in the state's north. So once again, providing some flows into creeks that haven't seen water. And those landholders are reliant on those creeks for their water. So much-needed relief for some of the longest-suffering landholders. Didn't translate to much inflow into the dams, unfortunately.
So that will allow people to have stock in domestic water for some time. But as you say, not heading all the way to Walgett, and obviously also the Queensland water too, that's on its way down, I gather, and that may head into the Darling, but not too far.
Exactly. So there's hope that water generated by some quite big flows in sort of the central Queensland area. We're seeing water going out to Lake Eyre by the look of it, and we're seeing water coming down the Warrego, but we don't think that's going to make its way to the Darling in any great volume. So obviously very welcome rains, much needed short-term relief for some of the longer suffering landholders in the state, but no real impact on water security and no impact on the dam storages.
So what sort of numbers are we looking at, like Keepit Dam? You mentioned it there, so we know that was in dire straits. Where is it now?
Much the same, Michael, to be honest with you. That's really the focal point, as I said, the Namoi Valley there, served by Keepit Dam. For all intents and purposes, it's run dry. It's at 0.7%, I think, if we're talking numbers, but the reality is there's no water that's really accessible in that storage.
What about what impact will that have in terms of water for some of the big towns that take their water from Keepit?
Well, the towns are reliant on groundwater. I think one that has received quite a bit of publicity is Walgett, where the quality of that water, there has been some criticism of the quality of the groundwater. For the most part, all those communities have groundwater as a fallback, but obviously, a major supply storage dam like Keepit being, below 1% is a concern. If we don't see replenishing inflows, and we certainly, nothing on the horizon tells us that that's a likelihood in the short term at least.
And what about some of the other big irrigation dams? They're heading down, I understand, to around about the 20% mark, which is, obviously the disturbing, and particularly this time of year without a lot of rain on the horizon either.
That's right. So the worst affected are in that northern part of the state that's really borne the brunt of the drought. Split Rocks at 2.8%, Pindari 6%. The other one of concern is Burrendong in the central west, servicing communities like Dubbo and even as far afield as Cobar, draws its water ultimately from Burrendong. That's at 7%, experiencing record low inflows and really on track to run dry itself by, early next year if something dramatic in the way of inflows doesn't materialise. I mean, encouraging is that we've seen some rain. We know that rain can fall. These dams are very good at catching that rain when it does. Typically, central dams are replenished in the winter, spring with rainfall, so our fingers are crossed there. Other dams in the central part of the state are in a reasonable, in quite good condition, actually. Windermere at 34%. servicing that Mudgee area. Wyangler on the Lachlan is at 33. They're really the good news stories, considering how dry it has been. Down south, the major dams servicing the Murrumbidgee, Burrinjuck and Blowering, they're at 31 and 25% respectively. So in comparison to those long-suffering northern regions, that's quite good. But once again, we'd like to see those winter flows replenish those dams ready for the next irrigation season and to provide supply for communities and the environment.
So that will really, the rubber's really going to hit the road towards the end of this year in terms of looking at all of the dams unless we see significant inflows.
Well, yes, to a greater or lesser degree, but certainly big pressure on Burrendong. There's big demand on that. Water can be transferred via the Kajigong River from Windermere, so they have a fallback strategy, but, the situation there is certainly less than favourable as far as water security goes for the Macquarie Valley. Chaffee supplies Tamworth. It's still at about 27, but it's quite a small dam. Copeton on the Gwydir is also experiencing some water insecurity, if you like. Copeton is at 11.7, so 12%. So those dams, what we're hoping for is some good replenishment inflows. On an optimistic note, the rain that fell will have wet the catchment to some degree, and in the cooler weather that we're experiencing and going to experience over winter, you're not going to see that same rate of drying and evaporation. So these storages should at least stabilise. But, yeah, certainly, the drought's impact being experienced, in all its intensity in the north, the far west and the central regions of the state.
And just finally, what's happening with the big dam being Hume?
So Hume is down to about 18%. Hume, of course, servicing the Murray. But it also has some backup storages behind it. So the water security situation there is probably not as dire as that looks at first glance. But certainly, all our storages experiencing, or heading in the one direction, if you like. We haven't seen significant inflows into dams at all for quite some time.
For a number of years in some cases.
Well, certainly in some cases, yes, most definitely. Burrendong, Keepit, those dams really have been without significant inflow for, since 2016, really.